turn to Psalm 103, and we will begin there tonight. Yes, very familiar portion. Kelly, would you stand and just bless the word? Just speak a blessing tonight. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all of our iniquities, who heals all of our diseases. And my thought tonight is beware of an evil conscience. And this is what I'm talking about. The word right here, and we're going to go to several other places, says that God heals all of our, I'm sorry, God forgives all of our sins. Now, I have dealt with people for the last 50 some odd years that don't feel worthy. They don't feel like they're forgiven. They have problems with the fact that God has forgiven them, and they feel like they're not getting answers because of something they did in the past, and they don't realize that the past is in the past. As far as the east is from the west, that's how far God removes our sin from us. And if you don't have that problem, well, good. Pay attention anyway. But beware of an evil conscience. Your conscience can turn against you. And other believers can help you to have that happen. Well, you know you did this, or you know you did that, or you know you don't qualify for that. Yeah, you do. Yes. And my thought tonight, in just a few verses, is this, that when God forgives you, you're forgiven. You're forgiven, you're forgiven, you're forgiven. Usually when I talk about forgiveness, I'm talking about you forgiving others. I want you to receive the forgiveness of God tonight. And you're going to have an excellent opportunity in just a moment to experience that forgiveness. You are forgiven. God loves you. And what I've seen in the body of Christ, I don't know if you've noticed, that there's people that just, they've been, I've had people say, well, I've done this here. I don't think I can be, I don't think God can help me yet because I'm not through this or I'm not through that. I think that's regretful. And I don't believe that's the complete truth. You can ask forgiveness all day long. Every communion at this church is a time to be forgiven. And think about that, because if you have problems, that can turn against you. With receiving forgiveness, you could have problems getting prayers answered, because that's what I've seen hooked together with that, is that people have trouble. They think I'm terrible, and I just don't feel like God can bless me. Or I've heard somebody, I've tried to talk people into letting God forgive them and forgiving themselves, and I've had problems with it. And I think there's too much in the body of Christ that we don't really see and understand. Forgiveness is forgiveness is forgiveness. And if anybody knows how to forgive, God forgives all of our sins. And that happens when you ask Christ into your life. And that happens when you ask for forgiveness if you've done something wrong. Ask for forgiveness as quick as you can. And trust God. Tell him, I did wrong. I'm sorry. I sinned. And then name that sin. It's just you and the Lord. In just a moment, you're going to have an opportunity to pray like that and to be forgiven that way by the Lord. If you would, turn with me to the book of Hebrews chapter 10. Beginning at verse 16. And I'll read from there. We're going to read 16 through 22. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. And I think the problem is this. We have sometimes, or we've been around people that have a form of forgiveness, but it's not the complete forgiveness that God has for us. We're forgiven, and that's it. Tonight I'm going to, after we have our communion time, when we're receiving the implements of communion, I'm going to pronounce forgiveness over you. And I want you to receive it. I want you to have it. Because when you reverse all of this and your conscience is being worked against you, and Satan will enter your thought life and try to turn your conscience against you, you can have problems with this here. I know people that just for years they've just been involved and thinking, well, I did this wrong and it's going to take this long to fix it. And away with that junk. It can be fixed tonight. God forgives when you ask him for forgiveness. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, where the remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Your conscience can turn evil on you. If you feel like you're not forgiven, that'll help you with the recovery process, for one thing. It'll just mess you up in so many ways. You have to realize that God is almighty, and he has the desire, and he has the power to cancel your sin. I'm talking about anything will be canceled tonight, that you'll put it under the blood. That's what Christians do. When I was telling somebody the other day, when Jesus became my Savior, it was a guy named Nick that I met up in Fort Smith. We were just sitting there. Father, bless Nick and help him, Lord. And I told him, I've seen people have a lot of trouble forgiving themselves, and how inappropriate and regretful that is. We have to get to the place where we understand and work God's program. I can see where it would be hard to forgive others at times, and I hope you can see where this can mess you up. You think you're doing something right, or maybe even thinking you're doing something religious and good by saying, well, I'm nothing, I'm not this, and I'm not that. Well, I'm sorry, but I'm a child of God. And I'm not going to be busted just because everybody else is busted. I'm not going to be sick just because everybody else is sick. I'm not going to be a failure just because others are. Because I choose not to be. Because that's the choice God would really like me to make every day, every moment of every day. And you also. You're special to him. He loves you with all of his heart. And he's given his very, very best to drag you up out of unforgiveness and problems. So, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. See, when you get born again, that heart becomes, you become delivered from a heart that will work against you with an evil conscience, that you're not worthy. Your parents might have told you that you were bad. Somebody else might have told you that you were bad and that you weren't worthy of the forgiveness of God. It took me a while to learn this here and to learn. The word says to be quick to repent, quick to say, Lord, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. And just, if you can just tonight for a moment, I want to say this here. Just go to the Lord. If you have something that you need to talk to the Lord about in the way of forgiveness, don't make any excuses for yourself. I dare you to just trust God and tell him, I did wrong and I'm sorry. I sinned and I'm sorry. And I receive your forgiveness. You know what? He has the power, the authority, and the majesty to forgive everybody all the time. And I told Nick, I said, you know, one of the things that really blessed me is that Jesus didn't just become my Savior. He became my constant forgiver. And he forgives me all the time. He's had to forgive me a lot in my lifetime. So think about that. And look at that verse that talks about, that last verse, that talks about having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let's look at John 3:16 and 17. And this is a verse that most people can quote. For God so loved the world. He didn't just love the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent his Son, sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Jesus might be saved. Now that salvation has to be, there's a breaking forth of salvation when you ask Christ to come into your life. And then every believer, if necessary, I'm not saying you have to sin every day. I'm saying Christians sin. I'm just telling you that they do at times. You're not obligated to sin, but when it happens, you have a redeemer, you have a savior, you have a forgiver. Part of the work of Jesus, maybe the best part of it is that he continually forgives us as we bring it up as a point. So think about that. Is that true? If you had a chance to look and study John 3:16 and 17, you would see that there's a great deal of emphasis put on the love that God has, that he gave his only Son, his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish, but have eternal life. For he didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world. For gosh sakes, by the time Jesus appeared in a manger 2,100 years ago, the world was already condemned enough. I mean, you can only take so much condemnation. And that doesn't, you know, and if it worked and it helped you, well, hoorah, but it doesn't help you. It keeps you in bondage. Things that you remember that you did, and it might make you relapse in those things. I'm asking you tonight to believe in the power of God to forgive you and to walk in that forgiveness, and hence walk into the things God wants to give you. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 32. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke that bread. And he said, take, eat, this is my body. This is what we're about to do. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Because as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, in other words, as often as you take communion, you loose the power of the new covenant. It says here, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he comes, okay? You release the power. Anybody can be healed. Anybody can be healed. Anybody. Can you believe? Will you let God forgive you? Will you let him forgive you tonight? Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But the word says further in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and I'm going to read it here. Speaking about communion. But the word says this, but let a man examine himself, and then let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself. Okay? And the word says here this, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not have to be judged. But when we are judged, we are corrected, chastened by the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. So we should take an honest look at our hearts. If we've come in here, we've already know what we've got problems. We should confess them in just a moment. If we get on our knees and say, Lord, am I failing anywhere? Show me. Show me, Father, and help me. I'll ask for forgiveness. I'll walk away from it clean. And we must learn how to confess our sins. For it says in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9, the last place tonight, if we would confess our sins, God is faithful and he has a legal right to forgive you. That's the way salvation is set up in the spirit world. And the devil can't stop that. That's the way God made it. If we will confess our sins, God is faithful and has a legal right just to forgive us of our sins. Put up that last verse there in the sound booth, please. 1 John 1:9. I want them to see it for themselves. I quote it a lot. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just. He is faithful and has a legal right to forgive us for our sins and to cleanse us from our sins. One of the mysteries of communion and of confession is this. As you confess the thing that you think, oh my God, this is real, I'm going to really get it now. That's the one thing that will help you. It'll help you to get free because God doesn't just forgive that sin. God cleanses that sin. Cleansing comes through being confession, being able to be honest for God's sake. How can you even come? You got to be true to yourself. You got to be honest with yourself. He that covers his sin will not prosper. But he that confesses and turns away from, if you confess your sins tonight, you ever notice we don't want to know what your sins are? That's none of my business. That's none of anybody's business. That's between you and your high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and he has a legal right to forgive us if we will confess them and to cleanse us from our sins. There are sins of unbelief, sins of lack of faith, sins of many kinds, different kinds. But I want to ask you tonight, we're coming to that part where we're going to take communion. And I believe that there's plenty of goodies to get here in just a moment. I'm going to ask you in just a second, but before I ask you, I'm going to ask you to just be honest with yourself. Don't develop and mess your head up, have mental problems because you're covering your sin or denying your sin. This is just between you and the Lord, for gosh sake. This isn't between anybody else. So let a man examine himself. That's what it says right here in the communion chapter. So I'm going to ask you to make an altar right where you are, or come to the altar and examine yourself. And if there's something that shouldn't be there, confess it to the Lord. And if you're okay, there's nothing wrong with being okay.